This weekend is Saturday the 1st and Sunday the 2nd of December, the first Sunday of Advent. The days are surely coming. This is how today's Bible passage starts. We are beginning a season of waiting, of anticipation. 4 weeks of waiting to celebrate the birth of Christ. 4 weeks of hope and anticipation. 4 weeks to prepare ourselves, to get ready. This is what Advent is about. Listening to all that God promises us. Waiting for those promises to be realized. We begin this season of waiting with a reading from the prophet Jeremiah.
The days are surely coming, says the Lord, when I will fulfill the promise I made to the house of Israel and the house of Judah. In those days, and at that time, I will cause a righteous branch to spring up for David, and he shall execute justice and righteousness in the land. In those days, Judah will be saved, and Jerusalem will live in safety. And this is the name by which it will be called: The Lord is our righteousness.
There is something a little mysterious about the promise we hear today. It's clear that something good is coming, something to do with justice and righteousness. But it's not clear what or who is going to bring this about, or how it's going to happen. What is your own first response to these words? We live in a world where justice and righteousness are not always visible. As you hear God make these promises, where especially would you hope to see them fulfilled? Is there an area of your own life, or in the lives of people you know, or in the world in general, that you would like to see more justice? God in Christ is given many names in the Bible. The Good Shepherd, the vine of which we are the branches, the living water. Here we are told the Lord is our righteousness. How does that sound to you as a name for God? As you listen again, notice any hopes and dreams that this passage stirs up in your own heart.
The days are surely coming, says the Lord, when I will fulfill the promise I made to the house of Israel and the house of Judah. In those days, and at that time, I will cause a righteous branch to spring up for David, and he shall execute justice and righteousness in the land. In those days, Judah will be saved, and Jerusalem will live in safety. And this is the name by which it will be called: The Lord is our righteousness.
As you talk to God now, could you offer your own efforts to help make this world a little more just? O wisdom,
Lord and ruler,
root of Jesse,
key of David,
rising sun,
king of the nations,
Emmanuel,
come Lord Jesus.